Social media in D.C. gun violence. I'm Dick Iuliano.
Asian markets up, in some cases 2% higher after a Wall Street rebound. NFL history made as a regular season player comes out as gay, and the Nationals earn a new honor. It's 10 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago, saying he felt the time was right. Las Vegas Raiders defensive end Carl Nassib comes out as gay. He becomes the first active NFL player to do so.
I want to take a quick moment to say that I'm gay. I've been meaning to do this for a while now, but I finally feel comfortable enough to get it off my chest.
GLAAD's Richard Fierro tells us why Nassib's announcement is important.
It will have a profound impact on the future of LGBTQ visibility in sports, but also send a very strong and powerful message to so many young LGBTQ people that you can grow up and succeed as a professional athlete just like him.
A tornado swept through communities in the heavily populated suburbs of Chicago Sunday night, damaging more than 130 homes and injuring 8 people. WBBM-TV's Tim McGill reports from Naperville that work has begun on figuring out how strong the storm was.
Doppler radar identified the storm as a tornado well before the survey crew even arrived here. Today it was a question of just how strong was the storm. There are at least 28 indicators a surveyor can look for, and one of them is tree damage. Many of the yards and streets of Naperville are littered with either entire trees or large branches. The way they are laid out is one of the things Eric is looking at to determine just how strong a twister it was.
You can tell, like, the damage is maybe convergent, like the path is going one direction, but all the damage is kind of deposited across the path.
Eric focused on some of the worst damage in Naperville, where the storm left nothing but a foundation at this house. This type of damage can quickly raise the rating of a tornado to a more destructive level.
The U.S. is seeing some good figures when it comes to COVID deaths and vaccinations. CBS's Steve Futterman.
Even as the pace of vaccination slows, the U.S. has seen very encouraging numbers in its COVID battle. Daily deaths in the U.S. have dropped below 300 for the first time in more than a year. And even with the dip, new people are still getting COVID shots. The overall number of those totally vaccinated continues to grow. It's now topped 150 million. That's around 45% of the U.S. population. 53% have received at least one shot. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
An election reform bill from Democrats is not expected to pass when it comes up for a test vote tomorrow, but White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says
our effort, the president's effort to continue that fight doesn't stop tomorrow at all. This will be a fight of his presidency.
Squid in Space. It's not a sci-fi flick. It's what NASA has sent to the International Space Station for research. The baby Hawaiian bobtail squid were raised at the University of Hawaii, and researcher Jamie Foster is studying how spaceflight affects the squid in hopes of bolstering human health during long space missions. The squid will come back to Earth next month. Wall Street snaps back following the worst week since February. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 all closed up. This is CBS News.
Looking to hire? Indeed will help you speed up the process. They have 135 skills tests to help you find the right candidates faster. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
10:03 here on WTOP, Monday evening, June 1st, 2021. Strong storms between Tawny Town and Germantown tonight. Good evening, I'm Dimitri Sotis with the top local stories we're following this hour. We are seeing this powerful storm system on Storm Team 4 radar pushing through Germantown, Clarksburg, Damascus, the eastern part of Frederick County, and central and northern Carroll County tonight, and pushing to the northeast across the Pennsylvania line. We'll stay on top of it for you here on your weather alert station. 75 degrees at Dulles Airport. And breaking tonight, Minnesota Vikings rookie defensive tackle and former H.D. Woodson student Jalen Twyman was hurt in a quadruple shooting this evening in Northeast D.C. Metropolitan Police say the shooting happened a little after 5 p.m. at 50th Street and Banks Place. Three other men, including Twyman, were shot. All are expected to make a full recovery. ESPN reports Twyman was shot 4 times as he was visiting his aunt. The Vikings say they've been in touch with the player. They're glad he's okay. They defer other questions to D.C. police. See a photo of the suspect's car and read more about the attack at WTOP.com. We'll continue to gather information as it comes in. Turning to an important question about police body-worn cameras and how that video is reviewed. It's at the heart of a new bill that's being considered after Montgomery County Police screamed at a 5-year-old boy who was also briefly handcuffed.
Montgomery County Council President Tom Hucker says the county's police department has a good body-worn camera program,
but not a requirement to share the footage with either the police chief or elected officials.
Hucker explained the county council and the police chief had not been made aware of a video of two county police officers who handcuffed and berated a five-year-old boy until 14 months later. Hucker said the legislation proposed would have a number of requirements.
Reporting quickly to the chief and then to the county executive, the county council, and the state's attorney, any internal investigations involving the use of force, children, potentially criminal offenses, discrimination or harassment.
Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
It is 10:05. New tonight as well. A white Fairfax County police officer charged with assaulting a black man last year is asking a judge to dismiss his case. An attorney for Tyler Timberlake is accusing prosecutors of failing to turn over evidence that can be used in his defense, including an interview with the victim and a video recorded by a bystander. But Commonwealth's attorney Steve Descano's office says they've complied with a judge's order regarding evidence. Timberlake is accused of using a stun gun on a man in Mount Vernon who did not appear to be combative and holding the man down with his knees to arrest him. Timberlake has said he mistook the man for someone else who he knew to be violent. Brewing neighborhood conflicts are helping drive gun violence in the district. A veteran police commander says social media and rap music also contribute to the problem.
Kenilworth and Mayfair in Northeast and 37th Street Southeast are some of the neighborhoods police commander Daria Habibullah calls hotspot areas.
Those are the areas that I really can't sleep at night because I have to worry about that conflict brewing.
Commander Habibullah told Ward 7 residents conflicting groups have been provoking each other on social media.
Someone from one of those areas will come take a picture on 37th Street and post it and say, hey, I'm in your neighborhood and nothing happened to me.
The 6th District Commander also says there are potentially violent conflicts between rival rap groups. Dick Uliano, WTOP News.
The D.C. region is the 15th most segregated metropolitan region in America. That comes from a new study which places the Baltimore-Towson region one spot higher in 14th place. The analysis from the University of California, Berkeley's Othering and Belonging Institute is based on U.S. Census data. It's the first time that every major U.S. city and metropolitan area have been ranked by their author for the project, calls the findings startling and disturbing. Another service slowly returning to normal late this summer. MARC train and commuter bus will be running on all lines again on Monday, August 30th. Since November of last year, the two services were pared down due to low ridership. But there's another change you may like less. Fares will be going up next year for local bus, light rail, and metro subway. Federal relief funds will keep those fares where they are from now until next June. Still ahead tonight here on WTOP. We're going to take a look at the Supreme Court siding with student athletes on education-related benefits. So when will those players start earning salaries? We'll talk to Sportico legal expert Michael McCann. That's